Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Finland, we have Father Mary Augustine Laurent Ouigou Buffon. Father Mary Augustine is a member of the province of France and works in ecumenical, academic, and cultural circles in Helsinki. His preaching today is entitled, Our Personal Burning Bush.
A reading from the book of the prophet Malachi. Thus says the Lord God, Lo, I am sending my messenger to prepare the way before me. And suddenly there will come to the temple the Lord whom you seek, and the messenger of the covenant whom you desire. Yes, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts. But who will endure the day of his coming, and who can stand when he appears? For he is like the refiner's fire, or like the fuller's lye. He will sit refining and purifying silver, and he will purify the sons of Levi, refining them like gold or like silver, that they may offer due sacrifice to the Lord. Then the sacrifice of Judah and Jerusalem will please the Lord, as in the days of old, as in years gone by. The word of the Lord. We celebrate today the feast of the presentation of the Lord. This feast is traditionally connected to consecrated life because of the testimony of Simeon and Anna, two elderly people who have dedicated their life to God, spending their life praying him in his temple until one day he eventually shows up and they recognize him. The prophet Malachi has interesting words about the coming of the Lord. He writes, And suddenly he will come to the temple, the Lord whom you seek. This is surprising indeed. Is not God supposed to reside in his temple? Should we not be able to always find him there, available for us to meet with him? But we do know, don't we, that our spiritual life often looks like an endless game of hide and seek with the Lord. And it does not take religious vows to experience spiritual dryness or the fact that God reveals himself often where and when we least expect him. There is but only one consecration to be believed by the faithful, strictly speaking, and that is baptism, as the Second Vatican Council put it. Simeon and Anna are models for everyone as God-seekers who remain watchful in prayer, looking forward to the manifestation of the Lord. Their constant prayer of praise along the years tells us that not seeing the Lord or not experiencing his presence at our side with our bodily senses is no reason to stop believing and praying. If faith is to be kindled in our souls through baptism, then there is always a good reason for us, especially in times of doubt, to return to that gift we received one day, when, as an infant, a kid, a teenager, or an adult, we received water on our forehead and our soul was introduced to the life of the Holy Trinity. Our baptism. Baptism is our personal burning bush. This is our candle, the flame of which never flickers, but remains bright even in the darkest of nights. This is the light we can always look at. There was that one day when, for sure, God told me he loves me, and I am his beloved child. And as soon as we say that, words of praise are forming on our lips and we turn our hearts to God to thank him. This is probably what Simeon and Anna experienced along those lengthy years. This is what prepared their hearts to recognize the Lord, to go to him to be surprised and delighted at the sight of the infant Jesus. Even in silence, God was teaching them through faith and was forming their eyes and their soul. So much he does for us too, even if we often don't suspect how God patiently works in us. As the prophet Malachi writes, The Lord is like the refiner's fire, he sits refining and purifying silver. Oh, how precious in the eyes of the Lord we are made of silver, and how precious for us is the fire of the burning bush that constantly draws us to the presence of the Lord. As we carry our modest candle today to the altar, let us thank God for the gift of baptism he granted us.